Hi, I'm Bob Wells, and I'd like to welcome you to the Get Real Show, sponsored by Keystone Partners Group, the show that dispels the myth and the mystery surrounding success in the real estate industry. Today, I'm super excited to have a very unique guest with us today. Her name is Shabana Pathan. She's the team agent, lead agent and team leader of the Shabana Pathan team. And she's not only operating at a very high level in real estate sales in the state of Pennsylvania, but also in the state of Texas and expanding beyond there as we speak. So without further ado, Shabana, I'm so excited to have you today on the show.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
It is our pleasure. Truly, it's our pleasure. So tell me about you. Tell me about your business as it is today. You know, maybe your volume, your gross commission income, things like that. How does that look as we sit here?
We did in 2015 125 transactions, closed transactions.
125 transactions.
Yes.
Wow.
And this year our goal is 200.
Wow, that's awesome. And the, what does that equate to in gross commission income? Do you have a target there?
This year we have 40 million.
Okay, 40 million.
40 million.
That's huge. Right. Now, you do this all by yourself, or do you have some people that help?
Nobody succeeds alone. Mm-hmm. I do have very, very, I have excellent people on my team. Mm-hmm. Amazing, energetic, and very loyal.
Now, how many people are on your team here in Pennsylvania?
I have four agents who are like full-time agents.
Okay, so they buy and sell real estate?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I have one who is in background. He has a full-time job, comes like once a week.
Okay.
He still closes.
Okay, great.
I do have a full-time director of operations.
Okay.
Who is the person behind the success.
They run the show.
Yeah.
Okay, they coordinate everything.
He runs the show.
Okay, and that's one administrator?
Yes, plus I have two part-time admins. One takes care of marketing, and one takes care of transaction coordination.
Okay, and I understand you also have some people in Dallas, Texas.
Yes, Dallas, Texas is just a new venture, but it's going amazing. We started in March when my expansion agent signed the contract with us. Mm-hmm. And she is in a great market center where we have great support.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to talking about that a lot more, about your first expansion team in Texas and what you see in the future. With respect to expansion.
Yes, I'm very excited about it.
Yeah. It's a very exciting topic among many of the top agents. And I know you just came back from Mega Agent Camp, right?
In
Austin, Texas.
This was my fifth Mega Agent Camp. Wow. Since I joined the company, I go there every year. And I get so much knowledge, energy, and mindset.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It is amazing.
You just got back yesterday.
Yes.
So we'll come back to that too, because I'm sure that there's an enormous amount of information you probably want to share with our viewers about what you learned at Mega Camp that applies right now in the real estate world. Mm-hmm. Before we go there, let's kind of step back a little bit, because I think people would be very excited to know, you know, what your background is and some of the things that have kind of shaped you into the person you are today that has been able to achieve this level of success in such a short period. Tell me a little bit about your background.
So I'm originally from India, mm-hmm. and I was an attorney in the Supreme Court of India.
Mm-hmm. An attorney in the Supreme Court of India.
I was an attorney in the Supreme Court of India. I practiced law for 5 years mm-hmm. before moving to United States of America. Mm-hmm. I totally came to become a lawyer. Mm-hmm. I had no other ambition of doing anything else, but things changed.
Life gets in the way.
And mm-hmm. I had to change with that. It was not easy. I went into different professions. When I came here, I had only 3 months visa, and I had to do something drastic to stay here. Mm-hmm. So you had to get certain type of visa, like H-1B visa. And for that, the only thing in 2001 you can do was going in computers, mm-hmm. in software. So I did the study for Oracle. I got Oracle Certified Professional Degree in 5 months.
Wow. So
studying at home.
So you had to be in the tech world, right?
Yes.
In order to to yes. get a visa to stay.
To get a visa to
and
stay
5 months later,
I get that, and I got 3 years visa to stay, and I got a job in Manhattan, actually.
Wow.
From Texas, I came to Manhattan, and I did that job for 1.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
After that, that was still not my field. I did not like it. I'm different type of personality. I'm not an engineer who would just sit behind the computer and just work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very social, and I like to help people.
Sure.
So eventually, for a few years, I took a break and eventually joined real estate.
Okay. So what was the catalyst for deciding on real estate?
It was, to be honest, it's my father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
He was himself a real estate investor here.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him that he keeps sleeping and his money keeps growing.
That's an exciting concept.
So I thought if I start doing something in real estate, I can do the same.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It turned out to be different. However, it's like a really, that was the motivation
mm-hmm.
To work in real estate. And then I got my real estate license and started working.
Now, when was that?
January of 2008.
2008. Wow. Mm-hmm. Perfect timing. You joined real estate right when the market crashed.
When everybody was leaving.
Yeah. Well, I think massive action is in your DNA. So yeah. I think that probably came into play there, right?
Yeah. I used to watch some of these shows, real estate shows, like It's So Easy. You just dress up and you go and you are showing million-dollar properties. Mm-hmm. And when I joined, nobody like wanted to buy anything. So it was very, very difficult time. So
sure.
For like first 7 months of my real estate career, I didn't have any closing.
Yeah.
The first 7 months.
And sure, in 2008, financing was really tight,
yes,
right?
Financing all of a sudden. Was tight. And I was from the beginning, I worked like kind of 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
I was working with another national franchise, and I was doing everything that they told me to do,
mm-hmm.
maybe way more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I had no life, but I had no business.
Mm-hmm.
I was just working with about 30 buyers at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Who
30 buyers?
Yes, 30 buyers at one time, because I did a lot of marketing. I was on phone all day talking to people, but I was talking for buyers.
Mm.
I didn't even have any idea about listings and mm-hmm. getting listings and anything.
Sure.
So I just was showing them houses. I didn't know scripts. I didn't know how to actually close them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering at the end of the day, why don't I have any money? I'm just spending.
So you were using all natural talent,
yes.
basically. Everything that you had yes. learned up to that point in your
yes.
life, you were bringing to play and taking huge, massive action with as many people as possible and not quite getting the results you were looking for. Because I mean, obviously for agents who haven't been in the real estate market for long, 2006 was the year of the ninja loan, right? No income, no job,
yeah,
no
yes.
asset, no
yeah.
care.
Yeah.
You know, and people would just get financing. And then by 2008, it was a whole different story where financing
yes.
was so tight that buyers couldn't buy.
They couldn't buy. And
yeah.
then they started feeling, market started crashing. So everybody was looking when the bottom will be. So they wanted to buy when they can see its bottom.
Right.
I had many very like highly educated people that I was working with, economists, and whatever I tell them, they had an answer beyond me.
Sure, yeah. Right, and so they're trying to predict the bottom of a market.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a little more challenging than most people might
and
think.
And for me, real estate was really challenging because you do need to know people, and I had just moved to Pennsylvania, and I was like, of course, from India. I did speak English, but I have an accent, as you see.
Yeah.
So I did not know many people. I knew very, very, very few people. I was just like trying to do whatever I can. It started from my sphere.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like first 2 years were really, really difficult.
Yeah. So you start with the people that you know, right? Your,
yes.
your sphere of influence
yes.
and the people that know you, like you, and trust you.
Yes.
And I'm assuming you eventually branched out from that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I had like another big challenge. I didn't know how to drive.
Yeah, that's a challenge. Well, I mean, people in the United States assume that everyone
yes.
knows how to drive, but in
yes.
other parts of the world, that's not always the case.
That's not always the case. So I got my real estate my driver's license, but in 2004. but mm-hmm. I was not driving. I just had the license.
Yeah.
And now I'm a realtor. I had 30 buyers who I have to show houses.
And they're in the passenger seat while your head's out of the way saying, get out of the way.
Most of the time I was in their car.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I figured out a way.
Yeah.
And then they were driving, and I was just sitting next to them.
Right. Well, that's
you have
safer.
To do what you have to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to do what you have to do. So how long were you with a traditional company? Eventually, I know that you shifted gears and moved affiliations. Yes. When was that?
2 years. First year, I did 8 transactions, and second year, I did 12. Mm-hmm. I worked like maybe much more harder in second year, and I knew the business also. I felt that at least. And then I was like, that's great. This year I'm going to kill it. But I just did 12 transactions. And mm-hmm. I was like, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
I had meetings with the owners of the company at that time. I was all the time like, I wanted to be successful. Mm-hmm. All the top agents in the company, I was like after them, ask, well, how do you do it?
Yeah.
Nobody would share anything. Mm. I really didn't know. I had the concept in my mind what I want to do, but I didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And then finally, of course, I did decide to change, and I started looking, and I called several other companies, mm-hmm. and you were the first one who, like, when you picked up the phone, that I can never forget that. So I am so thankful to you, Bob, to bring me to Keller Williams. It's just like, I just cannot tell you enough. I really am.
Well, I remember I was in Austin when you called me.
Yes.
I think
yes,
I was walking down the hallway in Austin at Mega Camp,
yes.
I think.
And I said hello, and you said, hi, Shabana. And I'm like, how does he know my name? After that, I met with Usha and Sean Morrow, mm-hmm. and they both were so nice to me. And then they, not only being nice, everybody's usually when they are meeting for the first time,
yeah.
nice from other companies also. It's not that. The thing was, they talked what I was looking for. I mm-hmm. was, from the beginning, I was looking to build a team.
Yeah.
From the beginning, I was looking to have investment properties.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning, I wanted to have leverage. Which I used to ask in my other company, and they did not tell me how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like everything was negative.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go into that field.
Right.
That field is like if you build a team, there are so many clashes and everything negative.
Right.
So I wouldn't do that.
Right.
So day one when I sat with Usha and Sean, that's what they discussed was like team building.
Yeah.
And we have proper training, and it was like, true. Mm. Within first year of joining the company, I did have my first hire.
Mm-hmm. Who was your first hire?
My first hire is still like, I make too many mistakes.
You don't have to say by name, but by position.
I did not still read the MREA properly.
The Millionaire Real Estate Agent.
Yeah, I should have read that book properly, and I should have applied. So I did not do that. So my first hire was my buyer agent.
Mm-hmm.
Buyer agent with a high I, who I thought would also work 4 hours a day as my admin as well.
So you wanted a sociable buyer agent that also was a great administrator. Double duty.
Yeah.
How'd
double
that work
duty.
Out for you?
Yeah. It's just the person himself was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we still work together
yes.
for about 1 year. And I did have growth. I
mm-hmm.
did definitely have growth. He did help me out a lot. However, it was not his field, and I was not doing it right way
yeah.
that I should have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I did have growth. And then after that, I did go to Recruit Select, the course by Keystone Partners Group, a course by Keller Williams. And that was eye-opening.
To learn how to hire, train,
to
consult, and keep
yes,
talent.
Yes, yes, keep. And then I did hire my admin.
Mm-hmm.
So after the first buyer agent, I did hire admin who was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I was a total mess before she came. It was chaos. My business has doubled in first year of joining Keller Williams,
mm-hmm.
and the second year I doubled it again.
Wow.
So it did double. However, systems were not in place, and I was all over, and my table was chaos. So I did hire a chaos manager, really.
Yeah.
And she was
excellent. Chaos manager. I like that. I'm gonna remember that forever.
But go ahead. She was excellent. She did really put all my systems in place, and she did start doing like what I need to do. And she was somebody who was probably maybe higher D than me as well.
So very assertive.
Very assertive. Mm-hmm. She could tell me what I'm doing wrong. So I'm thankful to her for that.
Mm-hmm. So you started with a kind of a mutation buyer agent administrator,
yes.
And then you hired your first administrator.
Yes, and when she was in, then I hired.
And that was like 2011, maybe?
2011, I hired her, mm-hmm. And then by 2012, I hired my buyer agent.
First buyer agent.
First
was
buyer,
really
yes.
Focused entirely
yes.
on
yes.
that.
The buyer agent, and then I started growing team.
Now, when you hired your first assistant, your first buyer agent, how did you find them? How did you identify them? Were they referred to you? Was it ads? How did you do that?
I was looking for someone, and I was looking for talent. I was even talking to other realtors. Mm-hmm. It didn't go very well, but this person actually, she came in my life. I do feel that when you have good intentions and you are positive, you get good people.
You attract
so
them.
She was, yeah, he attracted them. She was somebody who was in Georgia earlier, a realtor there, mm-hmm. and not very successful. However, she has a great personality, and she came here. I was her realtor. Mm-hmm. She was my client.
Oh, okay.
She was my client. That's how I met her.
Right.
And then I started talking, and then I convinced her to get licensed here. And she joined my team, and since she joined my team, it actually really changed from that day.
Okay, and then
she's my lead buyer agent.
She's your lead buyer agent. Okay, so it's just through meeting people and going about your daily life, you're looking for talent.
Yes, okay. I would say that.
And how long was it before you hired a second or third buyer agent?
I did. By that time, it actually happened because I went to business planning clinic by Gene Rivers.
Uh-huh.
And
which is basically a two-day program, right?
It was just one day now.
One day now.
Yeah. And he is amazing. When he sat down and whatever he told us, I only remembered one thing besides everything else.
Mm-hmm.
That my goal for the next year was to do 100 transactions, mm-hmm. 100. He said you need to have a team of five people. If you are the listing specialist, you have two buyer agents and two admins.
Mm-hmm.
You can do 100 transactions.
Right.
And for me, if I hear something and I feel that that person is genuine,
mm-hmm.
I just try to do it. Like okay, let's just do it. I did not think, can you really have 100 transactions if you have five people?
Mm-hmm.
I did not think of anything else.
Right.
I just thought of having five people on my team.
He's done it. He told me this is what I need to do.
It
this is what I'm going to do.
It right. can be done, and that's what I did. So I did hire a second agent mm-hmm. on team,
mm-hmm.
and I did have another part-time admin who was, again, not the right hire.
Mm-hmm.
But the business started coming into shape.
Right.
And then as you do have, when you are growing, there are different things. So my first admin, she left. All mm-hmm. of a sudden, without giving me a notice, without giving a one-day notice.
Wow.
So I was again in chaos.
Sure.
So it is, you fail forward.
Yeah.
It's not one time that you did something and you got the right person, and then after that, it's going to be all beautiful.
Sure.
It does.
I heard a very successful agent once say, growth is messy, go make a mess. And and I think what he really meant was it's a temporary mess. Because you
yes.
do, right? You,
yes.
you make mistakes and,
yes.
and you learn from that. And
yes.
it's a little chaos.
Yes. It was for a month. It was almost, what do we do? We were it was me and two other agents on team.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have production. And we were set for the next year for 100 transactions. And now we don't have our admin. And at the same time, you do get the right people in your life. It was my client
mm-hmm.
Who were our buyers. And they were actually not even working with me. They were working with my buyer agent.
Your buyer agent.
I just happened to go and say them hello.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw the wife, I started talking to her. And she became my... As soon as, after a few questions, I figured out I believe she could be the person.
So what did you see in her that you felt, She could be a team member for me.
First of all, she had some real estate experience. That was number one. She used to be a realtor earlier. And then when I started talking, why are you not in real estate now? And she did tell me she was not that successful. And eventually she was working as an office admin for that office. And she was managing 20 people. That's it.
Yeah, that's all I need. Sure.
If somebody could take care of 20 on my team, we are going to have five. She can definitely do that. Of course, I did send her DISC profile, which she took, and it turned out to be good. That's what the personality profile I was looking for. And
so you're using a personality profile, like maybe a 10, 15 minute assessment that people fill out, and then it tells you their natural behavior.
Yes, I use that, and then I validate it with my team leader.
Okay.
Sean Morrow, he has always helped me with that, and I would sit with him, and he would validate, and he would then, I was not interviewing by now myself, I would interview them first.
Right.
And after that, I would introduce them to my agents on the team. They would talk to them for some time. Mm-hmm. But then the final interview would be with the team leader.
Okay.
And after that, I selected her, and I am so thankful to have Cindy Sukram on my team. Since she came, everything actually changed, really. She is the right person.
Oh, the right person changes everything.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. And it's curious that you work so closely with the team leadership of your office to actually have another set of eyes on the hiring process to know that
is the best thing about our company. Mm-hmm. Besides everything, the office energy and synergy and the atmosphere. It is so much positive. I love to come to office every morning. Earlier when I was working with other company, trust me, I wouldn't want to go to the office. Because as soon as I go and I see the first impression, and it was like always not like good. So I would not want to enter the office. Here I come, the front desk, the director of first impressions is amazing person who is always smiling, always welcoming. Mm-hmm. And then you meet the team leader, you meet the productivity coach, whoever you see, they all are really there for you.
Yeah.
And they are actually helping on daily basis.
Right.
So whatever success I have, wherever I am today, I wouldn't be if it was not for all of them.
Well, I will thank you on their behalf for saying that, because I know some of the folks over there and they are truly amazing people.
They are, and they have helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm. So as you continue to grow, right now it's 2012, 2013, what's happening around that time? Are you adding more buyer specialists? Or?
Yes, I did hire many agents, and again, did not really use the recruit select while hiring.
Yeah.
I have challenges. The one thing on the team, which is the best thing, is culture.
Mm-hmm.
We all are very close to each other. We are like family.
Right.
It's not like on my team, yes, we may not be that goal-oriented. Everybody may not be that goal-oriented. Mm-hmm. Everybody may not be that level of success, but they all love me, and I love all of them.
Oh, that's wonderful. So would you say that retention on your team is more about compensation or about culture?
Culture.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely culture, not compensation.
And obviously the compensation is important.
Yes.
But without the culture,
yes,
it's kind of the glue, right?
Yes.
From what I'm hearing.
I do feel it's more culture. I have same people for last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
From 2012, whoever I added, I haven't lost anyone. And everyone is working. They all are going to be their best.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are doing. And that's how we could do that much transactions last year. And this year, everybody is working hard. This year, I did have, I added one agent on my team. I had been looking for a listing specialist all this time.
Just to do listings?
Just to do listings. Because I personally now want to be slowly away. I learned Gary Keller's method, and that you go do this thing, hire the right person over there, and then move away. So when right admin is in the office, then you stop taking that work.
So you're not doing any admin?
No, I don't do any buyer, Simply no buyer.
So you don't work, you don't last do admin, you don't
last
do
year, I did one buyer who would really not work with anybody else. Mm-hmm. That's why I did one buyer. Mm-hmm. And probably before that, also one buyer. Right. This year, I'm not working with any buyer.
Okay.
So then I started, I have been looking not now for like 2 years to get the right listing specialist on my team so I can leave, like I don't want to be a listing specialist.
It's a critical role, right?
Yeah, it is the most important role on the team.
Sure.
So I am very, very happy that I did find that person this year.
Oh, congratulations.
She joined the team in March and she's in training and she's a lead generator and she is awesome. Her name is Lucy.
This is interesting. You're not doing administration. You're not working with buyers directly. You're not working with sellers director. It'd be interesting to find out what you actually do. But just kidding. You're focused now on expansion beyond beyond Pennsylvania.
Yes, my focus is on expansion beyond Pennsylvania. My focus is also on my team. Because the goals that we have now and for next year, I still need 3 more people on the team because I always go back to Gene Rivers.
Right.
How many people we need and the A hires. So that and the at the same time, expansion. See, I did ESO last year.
That, which is Expansion Orientation Systems, right?
Yeah, that's in, Expansion that's in, Systems Orientation.
That's in Austin, right?
That's in, they
that?
Do it all over USA. Mm-hmm. And it is, the director over there is Kristen Cole. It is a MAPS coaching from Keller Williams. It is one of the amazing ones. The opportunity that we have here through expansion, it's nowhere. It is just impossible in any other company. No other company is going to give you all tools, offices, you have office space, you have exactly same culture that you have in this office. You don't need to worry for E&O or anything, and you just go and have your expansion agent, one agent working there, and then make your team with the same systems and tools that you are using here.
I'm sure it takes incredible collaboration between you and not only the leadership at your current kind of base market center here in Pennsylvania, but also in the market center in Texas that has to support your willingness and
that is amazing within the company, because this ESO training, when I went, I found out it was not only the agents who are there. 30% of the room was filled with the administration from other offices, team leaders, and productivity coaches.
Learning how to support the agents who
want
to expand.
How to support the agents who want to expand. And they are learning the systems, and they are so supportive. So it was over there I started figuring out where should I do it, how. I was still planning. I did that in last March, ESO. Then I went to Austin, as I go every August for Mega Camp. I did meet this incredible team leaders from Dallas, Texas office.
So you were just networking.
Yes. And when I started talking to them, I myself didn't even know how responsive they are. Like, they were just like, yes, of course, that's what we are looking. We have so many teams in our expansion teams in our office. This, this we are providing. Just come and visit. And I was there next day.
so you actually flew to their office in Dallas, right after Mega Camp.
Yes, right after
Mega Camp. And you said, okay,
because
I'm
it was
check
close from Austin to Dallas.
It's close.
So I just went over there, and I met for about an hour with the 2 team leaders plus the productivity coach. And after doing that, I felt very comfortable. Yes, I can do that.
That you would get support.
Yes, I get support, and I support, and they. With the systems, and then they actually help you hire people as well. They help you throughout who should be on your team, and they help you hire from outside, and they help you hire from inside. So it was great.
That's great support.
So my team started, my expansion agent, I did the hire in March of this year. And by now, there are 3 other agents. All of 3 are brand new agents. They just got their license. And we have, most of the work is done from here, from my hub.
Okay.
However, we have a part-time admin in that office as well, because they I was not planning to have four agents right away over there.
It just kind of happened.
It just kind of happened. And everyone is excited. They are working hard. So they have had the 7 closings. Mm-hmm. And they have listings worth $13 million currently.
Wow, $30 million in listings.
Yes, 13.
13 million in listings.
13 million in listings.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah,
that's
and
huge.
Everybody new on the team.
So you've used a word I've picked up on several times, systems. How important is it for a mega agent to have systems in their current business before they start thinking about expansion?
Yes. Systems, like, you cannot succeed at a high level in any business without systems. Mm-hmm. You definitely have to have your lead generation systems in place. You do have to have your admin systems in place. Mm-hmm. For getting this volume of work, there need to be somebody taking care of it thoroughly. And you do need to have a level, I do believe that, some level of success. Like, I'm nowhere there. However, you have to have some level of success and confidence before you go and expand in another team. Because why would those team leaders, I do feel, they are very supportive, but at the same time, they did look at my success here.
Yeah, they're looking at your track record.
Yes, track record, what you do here.
Right.
So that is very important before you go and expand. I do take initiative a little too early, and like, thank God it has been good.
Well, I think you're doing fine.
However, it is, yes, you do have to have a strong base here, then you go to the next place.
Yeah.
And the best thing what they teach in there is that do it locally.
So you have to be out. You have to be out of the chaos stage.
Yes.
In order to move into another area.
Yes, then you can actually think. Like, it needs a lot of planning.
Yeah.
You need to make a roadmap how you are going to do that. For that, if you are still working as the buyer agent, seller's agent, admin, everything, you just cannot do that.
You can't do it.
It's not possible. You have to have a strong team working here so you can take time out. I do, I have every Monday of the week, we have our team meeting for this team here. And I do for the Wednesday team meeting on Skype with my team in Dallas, Texas. So it was not possible if I was only the person doing everything. It's not possible.
You would not have the time to you know, and I guess.
And I go over there also. It's like 1,500 miles from here.
Yeah, it's pretty far. You're not going to drive.
I did the, and there are reasons why do you choose a certain location.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the fastest growing market over there. It is like 100, not only the seller's market, like it has doubled in last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing. Like, you put the house on the market, we get 13 offers.
So you were selective about where you were going to expand at the early stages.
And the support, and the, yes, there was an agent who I knew I could trust, and we could work very well together. Even if we are at a distance, we could work very, very well. So that's
how did you identify that first, the experienced agent in Dallas? Was that in collaboration with the leadership of the Dallas Market
the
Center?
The first agent on the team is actually from family.
Okay. Oh, they're okay. Yeah, so it's family.
Yeah, it's family. So
okay.
That's why it's so far.
Sure. Yeah, okay. That's interesting. So they were in real estate already, or did...
She was in real estate. However, she was not working as a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
She was only maintaining properties for her family. That's all she was doing. But she did... she has great personality to be a team leader. So she's my team leader over there. She's DI.
Awesome.
And she
assertive and social.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And she's really assertive. Mm-hmm. Her D is like maybe higher than my D. And she has great work ethics.
Mm-hmm.
So since I found her, and then she was still not convinced to work as a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
She and her husband have their very good real estate business. Kind of, she doesn't need to work as a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
They have tons of like properties.
Yeah,
real estate
investors, successful investors.
Successful investors and successful investors in like big lands.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it was not her intention. However, it's just like consulting, training, and then what she can do and how the team can be there, how we can have buyer agents going out on the field. So she was, I took the whole team to Mega Camp from Dallas, Texas.
So just recently, you took the
yesterday,
whole team?
They were with me.
Okay.
So my whole team from Dallas, Texas, it was in Austin. And
that's really cool.
After this experience, like, it's just like going to be way more amazing. Mm-hmm. They are full of energy. They did see the big picture.
Mm-hmm. How valuable do you think it is to engage the people on your team in these kind of events? Because obviously there's a significant cost to that, right? I mean, it's a couple of $100 per person to register.
I took my PA team in family reunion this year.
That was where was that?
February.
New Orleans?
Yeah. New Orleans. And I pay for it mm-hmm. for everybody. And the cost is nothing as compared to the results that you can get. Mm. And it is must, like I would say. And how did I get tuned into the company and the philosophy and everything? Because I joined in January of 2010. Mm-hmm. And in February, I went to family reunion.
Wow.
I totally feel if I wouldn't go over there and I wouldn't see the big picture and I wouldn't see 10,000 agents and then the mega agents and get a chance to talk to them, I would not be here.
Because I guess it changes your belief level in the actions that you're ready to take, right? You see?
Yes, you learn a lot. It's not only the mindset. Yes, number one is mindset. Mm-hmm. Number two is like what they are doing. Mm-hmm. I would ask them, because once they are on the stage, you listen to them, and as soon as they come out, you can talk to them.
Chase them, yeah.
So I would ask, what are they doing? How they are doing it? Mm-hmm. So you can meet them personally. Like there is somebody who's doing 400 transactions, 500 transactions, mm-hmm. $200 million, right. $300 million.
Wow.
So you can go and talk to them, and they are, all of them, that is the culture.
Sure.
They are so helpful. They are so open. And they are not at all, like what I would say when I was with my other company, previous company, I would go to the top agent in the office and I would try to learn something from her. But the mentality was like, no, she wouldn't share anything.
What was the volume of that person at that time? Any guess?
She was doing great. I believe 10 to 12 million, maybe 15 million.
Right.
Yes. And she was my role model at that time. Mm-hmm. And I bypassed her many, many years back.
Sure. Being open to collaboration and working with other people, yes. Nobody, you know, together, yes. Everybody achieves more. I think that mindset propels you.
I think so, because I believe she's wherever she was until today at the same level.
Probably the same place.
I believe so. But here with our company, with the MAPS coaching and with everyone has the philosophy of sharing, mm-hmm. That's how they are growing like this.
Sure. Your trajectory is just getting started.
I just met with somebody.
Getting started.
Yeah, I just met with somebody who has a plan of, and not met with him. Mm-hmm. I get a chance to talk to him for about an hour, one-on-one, and he has a map already planned that he's going to be at 100 locations.
Wow.
Within the United States.
And that's an expansion map.
That's an expansion map.
Expansion
plan.
This is a single agent.
Single agent who is going to be in 100 locations and how he's going to do that. And of course, I did tell him I'm going to be in 50 locations by 2020.
How many?
50.
50 locations 2020.
Yeah.
I have no doubt you will be.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's the plan.
So tell me, let's get real about what formed you in your younger years. Because there's a certain drive that you have, a willingness to take action that I think is very admirable, and it's also a little rare. So how did that happen when you were younger? How did that form?
That was it is like I can't even say it was totally a different world. Yes, of course I'm from India, mm-hmm. and I was in a small town in India, mm-hmm. and life was good. My father was an attorney, mm-hmm. and I was only like 6 years old, but we were going to the best school in town,
right.
Me and my brother. My brother was 2 years older than me, mm-hmm. my sister 2 years younger. All of a sudden, my mother passed away, and my father, he just like lost everything. All interest in life, kind of.
Wow.
Something happened. I don't know what was that.
And you were six.
I was six. And then he left his practice forever. Mm-hmm. He didn't go to court ever after. And we moved to a village, mm-hmm. to my grandfather. My grandfather was a landlord. Mm-hmm. So we did move over there. And after that, for next 10 years, I would never see any school. I never
From 6 to 16, you never went to school?
Like, I was in second grade when I left. Mm-hmm. Just had come to the second grade. It was July. And after that, I never went to any school. I never learned like kind of A from B, because my father somehow, he did get that impression that if whatever happened to him, he was highly knowledgeable person. He had read like maybe hundreds of books.
Sure.
He had huge library and he burnt everything in one day. He burnt our school bags too.
Wow.
So I never get a chance to study.
Mm-hmm.
I never get a chance to see not outside world, outside the four walls of our house for about next 9 years, not at all.
Wow.
And then I wanted to do something. Mm-hmm. I was doing a lot. I was cooking, cleaning. I was mom for the house.
If that fire was in there.
I was mom for the house. I was totally a quiet girl. I was just taking care of my father, my brother, my sister. My sister was 4 years, four and a half.
Yeah.
And taking care of all of them and doing everything that a housewife does, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And just thinking what to do. I did want to, even at that time, I wanted like help. But because my father, even though he was very, very sick, he was the most kind person.
Mm-hmm.
He was there.
I can see
he
that moved to reflected
the,
in you.
He moved to the village. He was helping the whole village. Every morning he would go and he was just providing service to everybody. And financially also, because we were financially still very well off in the village.
Yeah.
So he was helping whoever he could all day. And I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was nine. I started knitting. Mm-hmm. And I would just like, I believe I knit in 1 year about 300 sweaters just for free.
The energy has to come out somewhere.
Just for free and just like helping everyone in the village because they didn't have all those things.
Sure.
So it was by 14, 15, my brother somehow, he did manage to go to school, even though he was not supposed to go to, but he did manage to go to school and he passed high school.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, he went to a university for engineering. And I started getting his book and reading.
Okay.
I didn't know what to do. I was already 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I want to study. I have to do something. I really, really want to study. And it was like around 13 or 14, I started learning languages because one or two of the cabinets in our house, which were filled with books, were saved. So one day we opened, there were about 300 books there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and those were in Urdu language,
mm-hmm.
Urdu and Hindi.
Okay.
I only knew Hindi.
Okay.
I did not even know how to read Urdu.
Uh-huh.
So I picked up the book and I started somehow learning. And within 1 month, I was reading those big books.
So you're self-taught.
And from 13 to 16, I read every single book that I could put my hands on.
About 300 books?
Yes, maybe more than that. Like every single book that I could find anywhere, we would just read. It's not only me and my sister, and my brother too.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not have a formal education.
Mm-hmm.
So then we did find out from a university that, yes, you can go and you can take high school exam directly,
mm-hmm.
but you do have to study everything yourself.
Yeah.
So my brother sent me the course, and in one year, I did from 1st to 10th grade, in 1 year.
Awesome. Yeah. It's amazing.
He did tell me, if you want to do something, Urdu, yes, our languages are great, but if you want to do, you have to study English.
Mm-hmm.
So I started study from A, B, and I learned the whole dictionary, English dictionary. Oxford, he got me this big dictionary. every word from A to Z I knew in English dictionary in 1 year. Every single word.
That's amazing.
And then I went and took the exam and the rest is history.
So after you you finished the work that you needed to do to catch up on high school, then you went to university?
Yes.
Okay.
I went to the university, did my honors degree in psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always wanted to be an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
My father was an attorney. My grandfather was an attorney.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I liked it. So I did did the law and came to New Delhi and joined the Supreme Court directly.
Big city.
I always had the high goals.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I used to pray before high school in all that difficult time, just like I used to pray all the time, that just helped me get the high school. Mm-hmm. If I do high school, I know I can do anything.
Right. If I get there and I do that, I can yeah, I can do whatever I want to do.
Yes.
Okay. And since then, obviously back to present day, you've grown a big real estate team in a relatively short period of time. And I know you've had a lot of support from the Keystone Partners Group leadership and some leadership in KW outside that. Tell me about coaching. Do you have a coach specifically that also helps you?
I have a MAPS coach. Mm-hmm. And he's amazing. Plus, he's I was looking for a coach, they did find somebody who is also big on expansion.
Mm-hmm. And for our viewers, MAPS is Mega Agent Productivity Systems.
Yes.
Which is a division of Keller Williams that specifically works with coaching.
Yes. And the person who has been highly successful as an agent is the one who becomes a coach.
Mm-hmm.
So he is currently in production.
Okay.
And he is somebody who already has 7 expansion teams.
Wow. Okay. So he's done
USA. I'm learning from him. It mm-hmm. does make a big difference.
Now, what are your expectations of him as a coach? What do you expect of him?
The most important thing is to hold me accountable,
mm-hmm.
and to train and to consult and to be there when I hit a ceiling.
Okay.
And then I want to go higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to go from here to here.
Right.
Yes, I did reach up to here, but after that, it's like a ceiling. So he is somebody who is helping me to come out of
to break through those ceilings.
To break through those ceilings.
Okay. When you say you need someone to hold you accountable, I mean, you're a pretty accountable person, if you ask me. so how does your coach do that? How does that work mechanically?
It is like every week we have a phone conference, and that is where he's going to ask what we set goals for the next week,
mm-hmm.
and we check what happened and what went wrong, and how to fix it and what to do for the next week. And then he does, if I am not doing what I'm supposed to do, he does discuss that. How is that possible?
There are times that you don't do what you're supposed to do. You know, I guess life, particularly life in general, and real estate in particular, is a series of deflections off a path, right?
Yes, I think that maybe with everyone, but I do it more often than others. Discipline and the time management, those are the biggest thing for anyone in life, especially in real estate business. And that's that's the one thing that makes all the difference.
Mm-hmm. Do you think your coach has some expectations of you?
Yes, of course.
What do you think his primary expectations are of you? What does he think expect you to do?
He expects me to especially do things. He did review my goals and what steps need to be taken on daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
He expects me to take those steps.
Mm-hmm.
And then he holds me accountable if I didn't take that steps.
Mm-hmm.
I met him at Mega Camp and we had a discussion last week, 2 weeks back, and he did ask me. That was the first thing he asked me as soon as he saw me. And mm-hmm. I'm like, working, thinking on that.
So how long have you been coaching with this coach?
1 year.
And how many times have you met them personally?
I met him only once.
Once? Yeah. Okay.
I met him only once. It's all on phone.
Everything's on the phone?
Everything's on the phone.
Right. A worthwhile investment for you?
Of course. Besides the MAPS coach, the coaching otherwise within the company,
mm-hmm.
I have attended every single classes that are offered regionally,
mm-hmm.
All the masterminds.
Mm-hmm.
I do go for business planning clinic. I do go for financial. I did go for financial mastery.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bundle that mm-hmm. Actually helps you. It's not one thing.
Right.
It is a constant training and learning in the company, and the support of the Keystone Partners Group.
Mm.
It is no one succeeds alone,
mm.
and you do need that type of support.
It's like a constant, never-ending improvement mindset.
Yes.
So tell me about your future. Tell me about where eventually you'd like your business to go. We talked in general terms. You said 50 locations by 2020.
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts at all about where those might be or kind of what that might look like? Or is that kind of a general thought at this point?
As far as future, it is not on like the ESO training that is done through MAPS Coaching. Mm-hmm. It's not only about expansion. Mm-hmm. It's a 2 days business class where I learned how to handle different businesses. Mm-hmm. So it's not only the expansion. So that was the eye-opening. I have been thinking for a long time about different streams of business, about mm-hmm. profit share that is through the company, about the investment business, real estate investment, about my real estate team here, and about expansion. Mm-hmm. So since doing that, I do have many things. I'm getting good profit share mm-hmm. every month. That's great. That's one stream of business. So mm-hmm. I focus on there. Okay. Then I started my real estate investment business last year itself. I do have, I flipped over a few properties last year.
So you're buying and selling properties after repairing.
This year I am, actually I got many investors to invest in my own real estate company. With their money, I'm going to buy and flip over properties. That's on the side.
So you have investors working with you.
And that the goal is 20 properties this year. Mm-hmm. I'm working on that one. The third one, besides these two, I do have a huge, that's on side, but that one is again that I'm going to build about 16 homes in Lehigh Valley. Mm. So that is another business stream that I'm working on. So
building new construction.
Building new construction in partnership with someone mm-hmm. at a certain location. We already have property. We already have plans and everything. Mm-hmm. So that all that is started from last year. Mm-hmm. And besides this, yes, my own real estate business and my locations. Mm-hmm. I do have my goal for this year, by end of this year, is 4 locations. Mm-hmm. We are at 2 locations now mm-hmm. and 2 other locations within 20 to 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. I have this specific office. I know where I'm going to go. I'm talking to people at both places. So by the end of this year, there'll be 4 locations.
So the other expansion teams are relatively close as compared to Dallas.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everything else is going to be according to the model.
Right. You know, I'm excited for you, because it seems like you're focused now on a number of different streams of income, several active streams of income in your real estate sales business locally, and also expanding new construction, investment, fixing and flipping. There's a lot going on there, as well as passive income streams, right? You're looking at investment in properties that give you a passive income stream and your profit sharing. Tell me about the profit sharing that you're experiencing. Some people talk about that, and particularly in a situation where you're hiring talent, right? You're building a large team. How does that play in to profit share?
Honestly speaking, even though I have been learning about profit share from the beginning, mm-hmm. I really did not pay attention to it. Not that I did not feel it is significant. Mm-hmm. It's only because there are so many things going on, you don't have time.
Sure.
And you don't focus on it. It was, again, after Mega Camp, when I did meet few people who I know personally, mm-hmm. and I did see how much they are getting and how easy it is, and plus like how you are actually helping people.
Yeah.
So since then I started focusing on it, and in last 1 year, that's I first started getting from the last year only when I started focusing.
Yeah.
It comes on 21st of every month in my bank account, and it's growing every time. It's a bigger check every single time, and I'm like, really? And it's not for the income purpose. Trust me, everyone who I have introduced to Keller Williams so far, nothing about profit share. It's just to help them, because I certainly feel here that if I was not in this company, mm-hmm. I would not be where I am today. Mm. So anyone I introduce to the company, I have the same feeling. And I do introduce them with that intent.
You're confident that it's going to be a win for them.
Yes, I know that they are going to benefit. Mm-hmm. They are going to benefit, and they are really going to be successful if they do what is taught here. So with that, first of all, that person and everyone who I have introduced so far, they are happy, they are thankful, and they thank me all the time. And yes, plus I get a check.
Yeah, there you go. It's always
not check. I get in the direct deposit in my bank account on 21st of a month, and 21st is my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting.
So that's even better.
Well, it's you know, I think it's when you're very excited about value that you receive, it's really easy to refer into that.
Yes.
So I guess that's a good thing.
Yes.
So tell me about ultimately what you think your real estate teams and your expansion teams together can generate in terms of gross sales volume. 2020, what's possible? What's in your mind? Where's that number that's the limiting belief? You know, where is that?
It is it is kind of unlimited at what my goal is. And I did learn from Gary Keller in this mega camp itself that it's not only thinking big, it's also taking big action. Mm-hmm. That is important. I always think big. That has not been a problem. But this time, the action is also associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal for real estate business expansion teams is in 2020 to be at 50 locations.
Mm-hmm.
50 locations all over USA, probably abroad also.
Mm-hmm.
But 50 locations, and each place a small team, anywhere from 3 to 7 people.
Mm-hmm.
And the 3 to 7 people means I'm looking for about 100 transactions from each location based on gene reverse.
I'm doing little calculations in my head, and it's a staggering number and a very realistic one.
Yes. And that is for all the other places. And for my hub here, my goal is to have a team of about 20 people by 2020. And my goal is to have 500 transactions right here at the hub.
So as that comes to fruition, right, and you start to materialize what you envision, what does your life look like then?
I would certainly be able to do what I really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to build a hospital for psychiatric patients in my village.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That is my main goal. And it needs really a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a small project.
Sure.
Definitely, I do feel that if I could do this by 2020, that would be easy.
Mm-hmm.
That would not be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Then, of course, myself, my family, my children. I have two handsome boys.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I can do everything that I could not get in my childhood for them.
Mm, for them. Yeah. That's wonderful. Siobhan, I can't tell you how enlightening it's been for me to spend the time with you today. I want to thank you for that.
Thank
your
you.
History is unique in so many ways, and your performance is amazing.
Thank you.
On behalf of our listeners and everyone at Keystone Partners Group, I want to thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
With us
thank
today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for bringing me here to Keller Williams.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you.
And for our guests, I'd like to invite you to return for the next episode of Get Real, where we strip away those myths and mysteries in the world of real estate and set you on the path to achievement of your goals.